This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody. Doug Plankins with you. It is the Panthers Insider Show, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, as we always do. We are getting closer and closer to the Stanley Cup playoffs. The next time we do a Panthers Insider Show, 1 week from today, that first round matchup will be set in stone. It'll be set in stone for everybody across the league, and we will be ramping up for game one. Now, we don't know exactly when game one is going to be, but the regular season finishes up coming up on Tuesday when the Panthers welcome in Toronto. So we are getting right down to the very end, folks. And well, this is what this Panthers team has been working toward all season long. They're a contender for the big prize. There are a lot of contenders for the big prize. It's going to be really competitive this year, but the Panthers have been battling for this all season long. They've got their playoff spot clinched. They only need one more point, or they need Toronto to leave one more point on the table, and that ensures the Panthers will have home ice advantage, at least for that first round series. The Atlantic Division title is still in play, entering today's action. We're just getting into it fast and furious here, but the Panthers are 1 point back of the Boston Bruins for that top spot in the Atlantic. The Panthers have two games left. Boston has three games left, so a lot can still shake out here, but the Panthers have won their last two games. Going into today, so first order of business, folks, today, 5 o'clock, Amerant Bank Arena. Hope to see you out there for that one. If you can't make it, we're on the air beginning with Panthers preview at 4:30. It's the Panthers and the Buffalo Sabres. A little programming note, if you're tuning in, Miami-Dade and Broward Counties, AM 790 WAXY is your place to tune in. If you're listening from the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 92.1 is your place to tune in this afternoon into the evening. Again, a 5 o'clock face-off at Amerant Bank Arena, Panthers and the Buffalo Sabres, 4:30. We're on the air to start the pregame coverage. So that's going to be today, Panthers and the Buffalo Sabres. And then Tuesday night at 7:30, the Panthers wrap up the regular season schedule with a matchup against Toronto. Now, it's game 82 for the Panthers. It's the regular season finale for the Panthers. It's game 81 for Toronto. They still have to go and play Tampa Bay on Wednesday night on the second end of a back-to-back. So that's what the Toronto Maple Leafs have left. If the playoffs started today, it would be Panthers-Leafs round one. So we might get a heavy dose of Panthers Leafs in the coming couple of weeks. But again, that Atlantic Division title is still in play. If the Panthers were to win the Atlantic, chance Tampa Bay could be the first round opponent. So again, lots still to shake out. The big thing is the Panthers are playoff bound for certain. They have upped their record to 50-24-6. Well, this morning on Panthers Insider, yes, what do we have coming your way? Well, here in just a few moments, we are going to take a look back at the week that was. The Panthers are coming off back-to-back wins over Ottawa on Tuesday, Columbus on Thursday, and we'll relive all that action as it aired right here on the Panthers Radio Network. Yesterday after practice, had a chance to hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, as well as Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola spoke to the media. So we'll get some thoughts from them about how the Panthers are preparing for today's matchup with the Buffalo Sabres. And then coming up next segment, longtime friend of the program, been a while since we've had him on, but Brian Compton, managing editor from NHL.com, is going to stop by. We'll talk playoff races. We'll talk everything going on across the league with Brian coming up on the in the next segment. And he covers the Islanders pretty closely, but he also covers the whole league for NHL.com. And the Islanders, of course, a team that's kind of surged into one of those playoff spots in the Eastern Conference. So we'll talk about the races going on in the Eastern Conference overall, get just a sense from him, maybe what he's thinking as far as the MVP race, everything like that. We'll talk all kinds of stuff with Brian Compton coming up in segment number two. Segment number three, we will have a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I had a great conversation yesterday with Panthers center Anton Lundell. That episode of Territory Talk just dropped. We'll play a little snippet of it here on Panthers Insider. If you like the whole thing, FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk or wherever you get your podcast is the place to go. So a lot of different things going on, folks. We are coming up on the end of the regular season for the Florida Panthers. You want to make sure you have the Panthers app. Panthers app is the brand new home for all things Panthers hockey. Download the Panthers app today at FloridaPanthers.com and stay up to date on all the latest news, videos, stats, scores, sales, foundation updates, and so much more. There's even a button that says radio in the top right corner. You hit that, you'll get our broadcast every game. You hit that right now, you're going to get this Panthers Insider Show as it airs live. So again, lots of reasons to get that Panthers app. And hey, folks, I'm going to give you the save of the game early. Normally, I don't give you this till game time, but the save of the game at FLATeamShop.com. Get your sunglasses blue line cap, Panthers sunglasses blue line cap for $10 off. Don't miss your chance to get your cap for just $20. Offer expires tonight at 11:59. And the playoffs are coming up. You want to make sure you have the best Panthers gear. Good chance the Panthers are going to be on home ice or have home ice advantage for this first round series at very least. Good chance they're going to open the first round with a couple of home games. Again, we don't know the playoff dates yet. Keep checking FloridaPanthers.com for all that. But what it all boils down to is that you want to have the best Panthers gear, and FLATeamShop.com is the place to go for that. Well, folks, let's get into reliving the week that was and then turning the page into today's game as the Panthers take on the Buffalo Sabres. It was back on Tuesday, the Panthers return home where they would finish out the regular season. The Panthers have played two games on their four-game homestand that's going to close out the regular season. They were looking to bounce back from a hard-fought game, a game where they just fell short 3-2 in overtime on the road to the Boston Bruins last Saturday. That was the last road game of the regular season. Tuesday, it was the Panthers and the Ottawa Senators, and the Panthers, for the second time in three games, shut out the opposition, and for the second straight matchup against Ottawa, they blanked the Senators. This was Tuesday, a 2-0 win over Ottawa, and how it sounded on the Panthers radio network.
Now a long stretch past doors, Lundell works in a shot, and he scores! Anton Lundell on the power play, and the Panthers strike first here tonight, and what an outlet pass from the goaltender.
Cousins back in for Bennett, right side, into the circle, feet out front, Mikkel had it hop away, Cousins a shot, and he scores! And it's Nick Cousins extending the Panthers' lead to 2-0. And on the end boards, Kulikov gives off to the far side where it's taken by Lundell.
It's going to be another shutout.
He'll leave it back behind the net. The final seconds tick away. And the Panthers kick off the homestand with a 2-0 win over Ottawa. Anthony Stolarz picks up his second shutout of the season. A 24-save shutout for Anthony Stolarz. And the Panthers blank Ottawa in three of the four games the teams play against each other this season. The Panthers sweep the four-game season series. A 2-0 win here tonight.
Anthony Stolarz was outstanding in that one. A 2-0 win for the Panthers over the Ottawa Senators back on Tuesday to kick off this homestand that'll take the Panthers right to the end of the regular season. It was back at it on Thursday. The Panthers welcomed in the Columbus Blue Jackets. Like was the case with Ottawa, the Panthers swept the four-game season series against Ottawa. The Panthers were looking to sweep the three-game season series against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and they were successful. Here are the highlights as they aired on the Panthers radio network.
Intended for Dmitry Voronkov, didn't arrive on the target. Tried to set him up was Justin Danforth. Panthers on the counterattack. Here's Ekman Larson, right side, Matthew Tkachuk, a shot, he scores! On the first shot of the game, Matthew Tkachuk gives the Panthers a 1-0 lead. That's 47 seconds in, and the Panthers strike first. Around for Luostarinen. Plays it up the far side. It's away from Juracek. Scooped up Rodriguez. Cuts in far circle. He gets it out front for Lundell. Back up to Rodriguez. He scores. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead with 2:35 to go in the second. A good hard-working goal as Rodriguez and Lundell went to work on the rush. Lundell got it back out front of the net. Rodriguez fought through some pressure. Looked like he got a piece of it. And the Panthers lead by a pair. Barkov throws one out in front. Barkov now to Reinhardt, right circle shot, he scores! Top shelf right from the dot. Barkov to Reinhardt, and the Panthers take a 3-0 lead with 53.2 on the clock. Here in the second, Sam Reinhardt upstairs for goal number 54. Nico Mikla now gives to Reinhardt, top of the near circle, backhand down low, rolls down behind the net. Severson fails to clear, Forsling a drive, Greaves the save, loose, and they score on the rebound. Vladimir Tarasenko bangs it home, and the Panthers stretch their lead to 4-0. Anton Lundell dumps it in. That's it for this one. The final horn sounds, and the Panthers are 4-0 winners over the Columbus Blue Jackets here tonight. Sergei Bobrovsky picks up his sixth shutout of the season, a 25-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky, and the Panthers blank the opposition in the first two games on this homestand. For the Panthers, that's win number 50.
Shutouts in three of the last four games for the Panthers. And, well, every year the William Jennings Trophy goes to the goaltenders who play at least 25 games on the team that allows the fewest goals against in the National Hockey League. The goalies get the hardware. They get their names on it, but that's a full team award. I love the Jennings. Big fan of the Jennings Trophy, and I've been keeping tabs on this race. The Panthers, the Jets, the Carolina Hurricanes are the teams that are really in the mix. Right now, the Panthers have a very slim upper hand coming down to the wire. Would be a lot of fun if the Panthers were able to get that top spot in the league as far as fewest goals against. Again, that's something the whole team can hang its hat on if they're able to get that. And right now, the goaltenders, the whole team doing their part in keeping the opposition's offensive chances to a minimum. The Panthers again shutting out the opposition. It was Columbus back on Thursday, so back-to-back shutouts for the Panthers. Sergei Bobrovsky blanked his old team there on Thursday night. And, well, here's the Panthers head coach, Paul Maurice, as the Panthers turn the page to looking at today's game against Buffalo. Paul Maurice looking at preparing for this one in a bit of a similar fashion to Thursday's game. Here's what Paul Maurice said he expects from today's game. This was, again, yesterday after practice.
We looked at Columbus in terms of offensive generation. Buffalo and then Toronto, the idea of the last three games, all three can be very dynamic on the rush. We'll make seam plays, so you have to play those teams a certain way. So we're just trying to continue on the game from last game. Different personnel for sure. I think Buffalo looks a little more defined defensively right now, just from earlier in the year, I think. So that's what we'll look to do. Look to try to eliminate certain kinds of offense from the other team.
Going into today, the Panthers second in the Atlantic at 50-24-6. The Sabres out of the playoff mix once again, but they are above 500 and trying to hang on to that winning record. 38-37-5 are the Sabres on the season. One more from Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach. He was asked by our friend George Richards from Florida Hockey Now. By the way, check out his stuff if you never have. But George asked about the depth the Panthers have, because they've got a lot of it going into the Stanley Cup playoffs. They really like where they are in terms of the overall roster depth. And Paul Maurice was asked by George how he feels about the team's depth heading into the Stanley Cup playoffs now with two games to go in the regular season.
I think there's a shift in descriptive words. It's not a competition anymore. Everybody's on the team. All five are in the game. Probably going to need everybody. We hope to, in some ways, you almost hope, because if you're getting into your fifth line, you've played for a long time. Right? You can stay healthy and be done in four games. So we got into five plus lines last year by the end of it. We think we're deeper here this year as forward and on defense. So if that situation comes up, we have a better chance of surviving.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there talking about the depth that the team has. Here's Nico Mikla, Panthers defenseman, spoke to the media yesterday. He begins with what he's liked in the first two games of the homestand, both wins for the Panthers.
Yeah, we've been talking about it, like the defense with the all five guys and like cleaning up before the playoffs, and I think it's been pretty solid, especially yesterday. And we got two more games to prepare ourselves, so I'm excited, and I think everybody's excited about it.
Now you mentioned preparing for the playoffs. Is there anything you're keying on here in these last couple of games as you get ready for game 83?
Oh, well, just try to play fast as we can, and like not giving too many opportunities for our side. So I think those two things we need to keep an eye on, and I think we will be fine.
What can you say about the work of your goaltenders, not just all season long, but these last couple of games here? These guys give you a chance every single night.
Oh yeah, they've been unbelievable. Like Stoli, he doesn't play that much, but every time he jumps in, he's been great. And Bobby, we all know he's a top goalie in this league, so he's been unreal too.
And looking ahead to tomorrow's, the challenge the Sabres present, obviously a team that's almost done with the year, sometimes makes them even more dangerous.
Oh yeah, they don't have to play for like defense first, so they're gonna be fast and making plays, and they have a skill to do it. Like there's at least two lines who's like very dangerous, so we need to keep eye on those and just play our focus on our own game, and I think that's good.
So Panthers defenseman Nico Mikkola right there finished it out by talking about what he expects from today's game against the Sabres. Again, 5 o'clock, Amerant Bank Arena, a little earlier start time. So put that down on the calendar, the pocket organizer, write it down on a post-it note, however you keep track of things. 5 o'clock face-off today, 4:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. And again, if you're tuned in, Miami-Dade and Broward County's AM 790 WAXY is your place to tune in. Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches. That's where you can catch us there. 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast. You can find us in the car on Sirius XM Channel 220, on the Sirius XM app always. It's always our broadcast on Channel 932 on that Sirius XM app. The Panthers app takes all the guesswork out of it. Get the Panthers app if you don't have it. Hit that radio button top right corner. You'll get us every single game. Panthers fans, time to hunt. Playoff tickets are on sale now. Come rock Amerant Bank Arena. Cheer on your Cats as they gear up for another playoff run. Get your tickets at floridapanthers.com. Folks, we will hear from Anton Lundell later on in the show. Had a great conversation with him yesterday for the Territory Talk podcast. He joined me and Jameson Olive, so we'll have that coming up a little bit later on, at least a cut from it. If you like what you hear, you can go check out the whole episode wherever you get your podcast. But coming up next, managing editor from NHL.com, Brian Compton, a longtime friend of the business, is going to stop by. We'll talk all things playoff races. We'll talk MVP races. We'll talk about what he's seen from the Panthers this season. I understand he even has a sandwich named after him on his Twitter bio, so we'll get to the bottom of that too. That's coming up on the other side of the break. Brian Compton, NHL.com, will stop by. It's the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you, as always, talking all things, not just Panthers hockey, talking all things National Hockey League on a Saturday morning. And the Panthers set to take on the Buffalo Sabres, 5 o'clock today, second to last game in the regular season schedule for the Panthers. So 5 o'clock faceoff today, 4:30, we're on the air with Panthers preview. The regular season wraps up Tuesday night, 7:30, Panthers and the Toronto Maple Leafs, and a chance that could be the first round matchup as well, depending on how things shake out. Though the Panthers do still have a chance to get that top spot in the Atlantic. They enter today's action a point behind the Boston Bruins. The Panthers 2 games left, Boston 3 games left. All you can do is sit back and see how it all shakes out. And kind enough to join us here on a Saturday morning to talk a little bit of playoff races and everything surrounding them, Brian Compton, managing editor, NHL.com, kind enough to stop by. Brian, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Dougie. We're hitting the final stretch here. Things are a little crazy, but that's a good thing. How are you?
Doing great. And I know it's crazy. And thanks again for taking a few minutes out for us to talk playoff races here on a Saturday morning. But Brian, first things first, your Twitter bio says you've got a sandwich named after you. Give us the nuts and bolts on this, because that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you've known me for a while. I've been enamored with the McRib for a long time, Dougie. And there's an Islanders-themed deli here on the island about 15 minutes from my house called the Blue Line Deli. And they named the B-Comp Q after me, which is essentially the McRib, but actually like real meat. So it's good. It's got the pickles and the onions and the barbecue sauce. It's a hell of a sandwich, and I'm honored for sure.
I'm honored for you. Even at 9:25 Eastern on a Saturday morning, I could down one of those right now. So that sounds great. And if anybody's out driving around and might happen to find themselves looking for something to eat on Long Island at some point, check the Blue Line Deli out then for Brian. But Brian, a couple of things to get to here, and we've got so many exciting topics across the National Hockey League. I guess first and foremost, these playoff races. I know some folks might look at the race in the East, for example, and say that maybe it's a case of a team not grabbing the opportunity and running with it. But I think the excitement that we've gotten out of this playoff race has just been outstanding. What do you make of the race we've seen going from the Islanders to the Penguins, the Capitals, obviously the Flyers? They looked like they had it for a long time, and now they might not, but they still could. And then you've got the Detroit Red Wings in the mix. This has been an exciting race to the finish, hasn't it?
Oh my God, it's been crazy. And to your point, though, yeah, I think it's just the parity in the league. I know some people might view that as a political kind of an answer for me, but it's just the crux of it. You knew the Penguins weren't done with all the talent that they had, and you know, Philly. Kudos to John Tortorella, man. I know some people think that his pressers can be a little bit too much, but he's done an outstanding job with that team. The fact that they're even still in this race with only a couple of games left, given all the youth that they have, you know, acquiring Jamie Drysdale, and he misses a bunch of time. Their goaltending situation has kind of been in flux all season long with everything that's gone down there. So, and then, you know, Detroit with all the young talent that they have, they're trying to build something there. Alex Ovechkin and the second half that he's had for Washington, there's just so much talent across the board, and it's made for a ton of fun. And even the teams that aren't in it, Dougie, like the Islanders, you know, they have to go to overtime with Montreal the other night at UBS. Montreal, you know, they're still playing hard for Marty St. Louis, so kudos to them. It's just been a ton of fun over these past few months, no doubt.
Brian Compton, NHL.com, here with us, and exactly what you said there, no freebies across the National Hockey League. And a team that you keep a close eye on, Brian, the New York Islanders, they're an interesting one because you know, a couple of months back, they had a good run, looked like they grabbed one of those playoff spots, then they had a slide and it looked like it got away, and then they were able to play some great hockey and get it back, and now they've won six in a row and they look like they might be playing their best hockey of the year. What's been the big factor for them, because they've been able to kind of set themselves apart from that pack, and now for the first time in a long time, not much of a cushion, but they actually have a little bit of a cushion and seem like they have a pretty decent hold on a playoff spot with a few games to go?
It's been such a strange year for them, Doug. You know, Ilya Sorokin's going to play at MSG today against the Rangers, and which obviously a huge game for both teams. But Semyon Varlamov is the main reason why they're in this spot right now. He's been dynamite these past few weeks, kind of taking the ball and run with it here a little bit. And that's been the crux of their season, Dougie. Like, this is really the first time all year where they've had a goaltender stealing some games. And that might sound crazy to some people, given that Ilya Sorokin has been a Vezina finalist in the past. He just hasn't been the same Ilya Sorokin that we've seen. Now, in fairness to him, at the start of the year, they were missing guys like Adam Pellick and Ryan Pollock, and they were allowing one high danger chance after another. They've kind of limited that since Patrick Watt took over, so kudos to Patrick in that regard. But this is really the first stretch that we've seen all year from the Islanders where a goaltender is kind of stealing games for them, and that's a huge reason why that they're in third place in the Metro right now.
Brian Compton, NHL.com, here with us. And I know you cover the entire league and over at NHL.com. And everybody check out Brian's work over there and all the great writers they have over at NHL.com. But to get one Panthers question in with you, Brian, the Panthers were the Eastern Conference champions last year, came into this season, overcame some injuries early on. This season, they weren't going to sneak up on everybody. This was the Eastern Conference champion from last year. And here they are with a couple of games left, a point point back of Boston. The Atlantic Division still in play. If you looked at this year's version of the Florida Panthers, what's been something that's impressed you the most about this group that, again, came into this season not with the ability to sneak up on anybody? This team was on the radar coming into this year.
Yeah, I think the most impressive thing for me, Doug, is just their resolve. I mean, like you said, they've dealt with some injuries all season long. Aaron Ekblad missed time. Barkov has missed a little bit of time. Kudos to Sergei Bobrovsky, who I think has been really fantastic all season long. And what you can't say enough about Sam Reinhart. I mean, he's just been unbelievable with 54 goals. He's almost a lock to score every time the Panthers go on the power play. So, and he's been a clutch player. What does he have, 9 game-winning goals? He's just been dynamite all year. The Panthers are going to be a lot of fun to watch if they can stay healthy come playoffs. I think they're primed to go on another long run.
And Brian, the MVP race here, maybe as interesting an MVP race as we've had in quite some time, and kind of wild to think that I don't think we're talking about somebody racing against Connor McDavid, but you've got Kucherov, you've got McKinnon. If Matthews gets to 70, does he make a late push to get into that mix? I mean, there's... I think getting back to what you said about the parity in the league, the collective elite skill across the league, every team's got guys that can burn you if you're not careful. The collective elite skill's never been higher. This MVP race has been something to see all season long.
Yeah, I mean, McKinnon's been my pick pretty much from the beginning, but to your point, you're absolutely right. It really could be any of these guys. I mean, Austin Matthews, like you said, 2 goals away from 70, and what, he has, what, 51 goals at 5-on-5? It's really absurd. Panarin's been ridiculous for the Rangers. McDavid, like you said, he and Draisaitl really get helping the Oilers get back into the mix after just a poor start, right? So, and Kucherov with 141 points. I mean, it's really anybody's race. I would still go with McKinnon. That's just my maybe a preference more than anything else. I did the hat trick that he had the other night when he just dominated. I mean, that was just ridiculous, but it really could be any of these guys. It's going to be really fun to see how that shakes out.
And Brian, I know over here in South Florida, we're talking Eastern Conference a lot, but you're covering the whole league, keeping an eye on the whole league. Which Western Conference team, plain and simple, which Western Conference team do you think might be the most dangerous, the most primed come playoff time? Because that field is pretty deep, too, and it wouldn't surprise you. There are 6 teams over there. I don't think it would surprise you if they made a run to the Cup Final.
Yeah, I mean... Vegas is the second wild card right now, but if Mark Stone is coming back, if they can stay healthy, I think it's their conference to lose, to be honest, Doug, with the acquisitions, with getting a guy like Noah Hanifin on that blue line to help with Alex Pietrangelo and Shea Theodore. So, Vancouver has been phenomenal all season long. If Thatcher Demko can be healthy in the postseason, I think that they could be a really tough out. You can't discount what the Dallas Stars have been doing. Pete DeBoer's done a phenomenal job with that hockey team. I love Jake Ottinger. I think if he's one of those guys, when he's hot, he's almost impossible to beat. I know I'm running around here, Dougie, but it's really there's a lot of talent out west, but I can't go against Vegas if Stone's going to be healthy and other key guys that they have can stay healthy. So we'll just see how that goes.
I tend to agree with you there. There's so many good teams, and so much of it's health. I think the common denominator you point to is health, but you can never predict that. But this Vegas team, if they get everybody on the same page, and you know, with Tomas Hertl coming in, everything like that, they certainly could be a dangerous team, and if they get the goaltending as well. A last thing for you, plain and simple, Sidney Crosby, no signs of slowing down. Do you think they're going to get that last spot, and do you think it's going to be Sid willing the Pittsburgh Penguins into that that second wild card?
I do. I you can't say enough about Sid. I mean, he's, what, 36? So he'll be 37 in August. And just like you said, no signs of slowing down. He's another guy. I mean, he probably won't win it, but why couldn't he be in the Hart Trophy conversation too if they make the playoffs, right? So they're one of those. I think it's a group that's an older group, and they're probably all saying to each other, you know, this could be one of our very last chances to make some noise in the playoffs, so let's get the ball rolling here, fellas. And Crosby is obviously at the lead of the group. Their goaltending is a bit of a concern for me, and if they get in, they'll probably have to play the Rangers in the first round. That's going to be an awfully tough matchup, but don't ever count out a guy like Sidney Crosby, as we've seen since game 1 of the season, for sure.
Well, we mentioned the Islanders have won 6 in a row. Penguins 7-0-3 in the last 10. It's stringing it together at the right time for a couple of these teams that look like they've done enough now to jump into those playoff spots and maybe hang on to those playoff spots. Brian Compton, managing editor, NHL.com, kind enough to stop by. Enjoy the game this afternoon. Islanders-Rangers there at MSG. Big day across the National Hockey League. And again, with everything going on, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out for us, Brian. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great, Doug. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Thank you. Brian Compton, NHL.com, does great work. Great guy. Great to hear from him here this morning on Panthers Insider, covering a little bit of everything across the National Hockey League. Well, coming up next, we're going to bring it back into South Florida with a great conversation Jameson Olive and I had with Anton Lundell, the Panthers, on the Territory Talk podcast yesterday. We'll give you a little preview of that coming up on the other side of the break. We'll set the table for the Panthers and the Sabres coming up this afternoon. Again, big thanks to Brian Compton for stopping by here on Panthers Insider. Doug Plagans with you as always. More of Panthers Insider. We'll hear from Anton Lundell on the other side of the break. This is the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Great catching up with Brian Compton from NHL.com last segment. Big thanks to him again for his time. We'll get to a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast here in just a moment. We had a chance to catch up with Panthers center Anton Lundell yesterday. If you like what you hear, the whole episode can be found wherever you find your podcasts, or FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk is a good place to start. Doug Plagans here with you as always. Panthers fans, the all-new Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial is now open and accepting registrations. Register now for public skate lessons, hockey drop-ins, give hockey a try for free, and more. Break in the ice and enjoy the brand new community gym in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Information about all the upcoming programs and how to register is available at FTLWarMemorial.com. Well, let's get into a snippet from yesterday's Territory Talk with Anton Lundell. Again, if you like what you hear from this, you can find the entire episode at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere you find your podcast. Let's get right into the conversation. Coming up on the end of the regular season, does it feel different this year, having clinched your playoff spot, knowing that you're gearing up for the start of the playoffs, compared to last year when you guys went right down to the end trying to get into the playoffs?
Yeah, obviously last year was pretty tough. You know, it's a roller coaster, you know, up and downs. You know, you win one game and you feel like you're gonna make it, but then you lose one and you're just battling, do everything you can to make the playoffs. So obviously this year is a different situation. You know, we knew already we're gonna make playoffs, so it's, you're gonna kind of have more time and you're just trying to shape your game as much as you can and just improve small details in your game so you're ready when the playoff starts.
It's funny you say we knew we were going to make the playoffs. We heard that from you guys in training camp. There's some teams right now that also said that at the beginning of the year, they're not going to be going to the playoffs. It doesn't always work out that way, but it seems like you guys were just so ready for this season and to do what you've done so far. What is it about this team that maybe made this regular season so successful, coming off a long run where a lot of people said they're beat up, they're tired, it's going to be tough to get back again the next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy to make the playoffs. We saw it last year. We barely made it, and it wasn't even in our own hands anymore. So we got some help from other teams, but it's hard. You know, it's a lot of games. You have to win a lot of games from playing every second day, tight schedule, a lot of flying, traveling. So just our team. You know, we experienced it last year, and we felt like we knew what was coming and just tried to keep going where we ended last season. And we all remember last playoffs, and that's something we want to keep in mind and trying to take the good experience and make some good memories from this year as well.
And Anton, coming up on the end of the regular season here at the time that we're having this conversation, when you look back at, you know, last year you guys won the Eastern Conference, went to the Cup Final. Going into this season and throughout this season, did you feel like teams
played you guys differently, approached it differently? Because this time around, you guys are the Eastern Conference champion Panthers. Did you feel like maybe you guys were targeted a bit, that teams were coming out making sure they were giving you their best every single night?
Yeah, you can feel it for sure. Last year we were kind of underdogs, the last team coming, making the playoffs, and people didn't really expect much. But obviously this year we weren't underdogs anymore, and teams wanted to win us. They always gave their A performance against us, and that's how we like it. You know, we're trying to learn how to battle, you know, tight games and win tight games. So this season has been really, really fun in that way as well. You know, as I said, it's not easy to win in this league, and to be able to make playoffs is a huge achievement. But at the same time, you want to be at your best when game one starts in playoffs, and that's our goal as well.
How much do you think the playoffs just made you a better player? You're only 22, but you already have 30 playoff games. You've been in the playoffs every year you've been in the NHL. That's got to give you a boost. Some guys come into the league and it takes them years to get that kind of experience.
Yeah, I've been lucky to be able to come to a great team as the Panthers, and got the opportunity to play in the playoffs. I learn a lot from older guys, just talking to them, you know, guys who haven't seen the playoffs in many years, and they always says, you know, don't take this for granted, and just enjoy and do the best you can, because you never know what's going to happen. And that's the way I'm looking at things as well. You know, we have to earn everything, you know, every season. You have to earn to make the playoffs, you have to earn to win round one, you know. So just we don't take things for granted, and we wanna win so bad.
I want to ask you about one of your teammates. I know you and Etu Luostarinen have played together quite a bit in your time here, but this season, Evan Rodriguez comes to the team, and you guys have been on a line together at times throughout the year, and lately quite a bit. And going back to the Columbus game, you guys teamed up to score a nice goal, and it just seemed like the kind of goal where you guys were reading pretty well off each other. What's it been like playing with him, and just can you describe the chemistry that you guys have been able to form?
Yeah, Evan is he's a great player. He's been great for our team this year. Having him on our side is a fun thing. You know, you know what you get from him. He battles really hard. He's a very skilled forward. Can make nice plays and score some goals as well. But overall, in the locker room, he's a great. Great add to the team, and on the ice for me feels like, obviously we all can play with everybody, but when I play with him, it's been feeling really good. You know, we can read each other very well on the ice, and we both kind of try to play the same game. We want to keep the puck and play with the puck and make some plays, but at the same time we're ready to battle just trying to do the best we can to get our line going.
One other teammate I want to ask about is Nico Mikkola, obviously another newcomer here. And it just seems like, from what we see on Instagram when we're on the road, we see you guys hanging out, but you, Etu, and Nico seem to have like a nice little crew together. Just what is it like hanging with those guys? How much do you enjoy getting to spend time with those guys, whether it's here or on the road?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, same thing. You know, he's been a huge, huge part of our season as well. You know, playing really well. You know what you get from him. He's hard to play against. He's a mean, big defenseman. So you always want to have those on your team, and we all appreciate it. Like, we all respect him as a player. You know, it's not easy style he plays, but yeah, we were close friends, and it's been a huge pleasure to have him on the team and get to know him even better.
Who would you say like calls the shots in that group? So say like you, Etu, and Nico are going to dinner on the road somewhere. Like, who's making the plans typically?
Oh, it's probably me or Nico. Lusty doesn't do anything. He just enjoys and
He just gets the text and he's
ready
to go.
Yeah, he just comes whenever he's supposed to come and he's happy about it.
What is it like? Obviously, you're all from Finland, but you're all from very different parts of Finland. Is it still easy to just connect about all the same things, or is being from each different region kind of bring something new to the mix?
I mean, it helps, like, if you're, we're all from the same country, Finland, so that connects us already a lot, you know. Obviously, we're from different parts, so we're used to different stuff, different things in Finland, but overall, it just helps a lot to have some guys from the same country, you know, because there's always going to be sometimes you just bond a little better maybe, but at the same time we have a great group of guys and I think I mean everybody loves to be with everybody, like we spend a lot of times with whoever, so it doesn't, nobody's looking where you are from, it just, we're all the same group and same family.
And I think I saw you speak in Swedish, I think, with Steny the other day too, so I mean you also, that connects you guys, especially the Finns, seem to be able to know every language, it seems like. I think Barkey knows three or four, you obviously know a couple.
Yeah, I'm able to speak Swedish perfectly as well. That's how I grew up at home. Mm-hmm. My family speaks Finnish and Swedish, so yeah, I'm able to talk three languages, so it helps me a lot. I'm able to connect with the Swedes as well, but obviously when we're in the practices, we speak English, you mm-hmm. know, it's the language, the locker room language, so we don't want to be rude, but once in a while they always remind us to speak English instead of Finnish or Swedish, so it's funny.
So about another 10 minutes of that conversation, if you want to go check it out at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, great conversation with Anton Lundell, and a big thanks to him for taking some time out for us yesterday after the Panthers practice. Quick rundown of all the action across the National Hockey League today. Of course, Panthers Sabres at Amerant Bank Arena. 5 o'clock faceoff, 4:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. We'd love to see you out there. Tuesday, the Panthers wrap up the regular season against the Leafs, 7:30 start time. For that one, home game, Amerant Bank Arena. Islanders Rangers, 12:30, getting the slate started. Kraken at the Stars, 3 Eastern, 4 Eastern. Jets visit the Avalanche, maybe a first-round matchup preview there. The Devils in Philadelphia at 5:30. Tampa Bay visits Washington at 7. Montreal will visit Ottawa. The Leafs will host the Red Wings. Big game for both teams there. Columbus heads into Nashville at 8 Eastern. Pittsburgh hosts Boston, 8 Eastern. Panthers fans will want to pull for the Penguins in that one. Panthers still have a chance to overtake Boston for the top spot in the Atlantic. 10 Eastern, Vancouver heads into Edmonton. The Kings host the Ducks at 10:30, and also at 10:30, San Jose hosting Minnesota. That's a rundown of all the action across the National Hockey League on this busy Saturday, the last Saturday of the regular season, folks. Next time we talk to you on Panthers Insider, we don't know exactly when game one of the first round is going to be, but I can tell you the next time we talk to you on Panthers Insider, we're going to be previewing round one, and that's just where we are in the calendar. It flew by quickly, and we're getting ready for the playoffs here very, very soon. Hope to see you at Amerant Bank Arena today at 5. Big thanks Brian Compton from NHL.com for stopping by. Thanks to Anton Lundell for his time. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back here on Panthers Insider. Great catching up with Brian Compton from NHL.com last segment. Big thanks to him again for his time. We'll get to a cut from the most recent Territory Talk podcast here in just a moment. We had a chance to catch up with Panthers center Anton Lundell yesterday. If you like what you hear, the whole episode can be found wherever you find your podcasts, or floridapanthers.com/territorytalk is a good place to start. Doug Plagans here with you as always. Panthers fans, the all-new Baptist Health Iceplex at FTL War Memorial is now open and accepting registrations. Register now for public skate lessons, hockey drop-ins, give hockey a try for free, and more. Break in the ice and enjoy the brand new community gym in downtown Fort Fort Lauderdale. Information about all the upcoming programs and how to register is available at FTLWarMemorial.com. Well, let's get into a snippet from yesterday's Territory Talk with Anton Lundell. Again, if you like what you hear from this, you can find the entire episode at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk, Google Play, Spotify, anywhere you find your podcast. Let's get right into the conversation.
Coming up on the end of the regular season, does it feel different this year, having clinched your playoff spot, knowing that you're gearing up for the start of the playoffs, compared to last year when you guys went right down to the end trying to get into the playoffs?
Yeah, obviously last year was pretty tough. You know, it's a roller coaster, you know, up and downs. You know, you win one game and you feel like you're gonna make it, but then you lose one and you're just battling, do everything you can to make the playoffs. So obviously this year is a different situation. You know, we knew already we're gonna make playoffs, so it's, you're gonna kind of have more time and you're just trying to shape your game as much as you can and just improve small details in your game so you're ready when the playoff starts.
It's funny you say we knew we were going to make the playoffs. We heard that from you guys in training camp. There's some teams right now that also said that at the beginning of the year they're not going to be going to the playoffs. It doesn't always work out that way, but it seems like you guys were just so ready for this season and to do what you've done so far. What is it about this team that maybe made this regular season so successful, coming off a long run where a lot of people said they're beat up, they're tired, it's going to be tough to get back again the next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy to make the playoffs. We saw it last year. We barely made it and it wasn't even in our own hands anymore. So we got some help from other teams, but it's hard. You know, it's a lot of games. You have to win a lot of games from playing every second day, tight schedule, a lot of flying, traveling. So just our team, you know, we experienced it last year and we felt like we knew what was coming and just tried to keep going where we ended last season. And we all remember last playoffs, and that's something we want to keep in mind and trying to take the good experience and make some good memories from this year as well.
And Anton, coming up on the end of the regular season here at the time that we're having this conversation, when you look back at, you know, last year you guys won the Eastern Conference, went to the Cup Final. Going into this season and throughout this season, did you feel like teams played you guys differently, approached it differently? Because this time around, you guys are the Eastern Conference champion Panthers. Did you feel like maybe you guys were targeted a bit, that teams were coming out making sure they were giving you their best every single night?
Yeah, you can feel it for sure. You know, last year we were kind of underdogs, the last team coming, making the playoffs, and people didn't really expect much. But obviously this year, we weren't underdogs anymore, and teams wanted to win us. They always gave their A performance against us, and that's how we like it. You know, we're trying to learn how to battle, you know, tight games and win tight games. So this season has been really, really fun in that way as well. You know, as I said, it's not easy to win in this league, and to be able to make playoffs is a huge achievement. But at the same time, you want to be at your best when game one starts in playoffs, and that's our goal as well.
How much do you think the playoffs just made you a better player? You're only 22, but you already have 30 playoff games. You've been in the playoffs every year you've been in the NHL. That's got to give you a boost. Some guys come into the league and it takes them years to get that kind of experience.
Yeah, I've been lucky to be able to come to a great team as the Panthers and got the opportunity to play in the playoffs. You know, I learn a lot from older guys, just talking to them, you know, guys who haven't seen the playoffs in many years, and they always says, you know, don't take this for granted, and just enjoy and do the best you can, because you never know what's going to happen. And that's the way I'm looking at things as well. You know, we have to earn everything, you know, every season. You have to earn to make the playoffs. You have to earn to win round one, you know. So yeah, just we don't take things for granted, and we wanna win so bad.
I want to ask you about one of your teammates. I know you and Etu Luostarinen have played together quite a bit in your time here, but this season, Evan Rodriguez comes to the team, and you guys have been on a line together at times throughout the year and lately quite a bit. And going back to the Columbus game, you guys teamed up to score a nice goal, and it just seemed like the kind of goal where you guys were reading pretty well off each other. What's it been like playing with him, and just can you describe the chemistry that you guys have been able to form?
Yeah, Evan is he's a great player. He's been great for our team this year. Having him on our side is a fun thing. You know, you know what you get from him. He battles really hard. He's a very skilled forward. Can make nice plays and score some goals as well. But overall, in the locker room, he's a great. Great add to the team, and on the ice for me feels like, obviously we all can play with everybody, but when I play with him, it's been feeling really good. You know, we can read each other very well on the ice, and we both kind of try to play the same game. We want to keep the puck and play with the puck and make some plays, but at the same time we're ready to battle just trying to do the best we can to get our line going.
One other teammate I want to ask about is Nico Mikkola, obviously another newcomer here. And it just seems like from what we see on Instagram when we're on the road, we see you guys hanging out. But you, Etu, and Nico seem to have like a nice little crew together. Just what is it like hanging with those guys? How much do you enjoy getting to spend time with those guys, whether it's here or on the road?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, same thing. You know, he's been a huge, huge part of our season as well, you know. Playing really well, you know what you get from him. He's hard to play against. He's a mean, big defenseman. So you always want to have those on your team, and we all appreciate it. Like we all respect him as a player. You know, it's not easy style he plays, but yeah, we were close friends, and it's been a huge pleasure to have him on the team and get to know him even better.
Who would you say like calls the shots in that group? So say like you, Etu, and Nico are going to dinner on the road somewhere. Like who's making the plans typically?
Oh, it's probably me or yeah. Nico. Lusty doesn't do anything. He just enjoys and
he just gets the text and he's
yeah,
ready to go.
He just comes whenever he's supposed to come and he's happy about it.
What is it like? Obviously, you're all from Finland, but you're all from very different parts of Finland. Is it still easy to just connect about all the same things, or is being from each different region kind of bring something new to the mix?
I mean, it helps. Like we're all from the same country, Finland, so that connects us already a lot. You know, obviously we're from different parts, so we're used to different stuff, different things in Finland. But overall, it just helps a lot to have some guys from the same country. You know, because there's always going to be some. Sometimes you just bond a little better maybe, but at the same time we have a great group of guys and I think everybody loves to be with everybody. Like we spend a lot of times with whoever, so it doesn't, nobody's looking where you are from. It just, we're all the same group and same family.
And I think I saw you speak in Swedish, I think with Steny the other day too. So I mean, you also, that connects you guys, especially the Finns, seem to be able to know every language, it seems like. I think Barkey knows three or four, you obviously know a couple.
Yeah, I'm able to speak Swedish perfectly as well. That's how I grew up at home. Mm-hmm. My family speaks Finnish and Swedish, so yeah, I'm able to talk three languages, so it helps me a lot. I'm able to connect with the Swedes as well, but obviously when we're in the practices, we speak English. You know, it's the language, the locker room language, so we don't wanna be rude, but once in a while they always remind us to speak English instead of Finnish or Swedish, so it's funny.
It's about another 10 minutes of that conversation. If you want to go check it out at floridapanthers.com/territorytalk, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Great conversation with Anton Lundell, and a big thanks to him for taking some time out for us yesterday after the Panthers practice. Quick rundown of all the action across the National Hockey League today. Of course, Panthers-Sabres at Amerant Bank Arena. 5 o'clock faceoff, 4:30 Panthers preview on the radio network. We'd love to see you out there. Tuesday, the Panthers wrap up the regular season against the Leafs. 7:30 start time for that one. Home game, Amerant Bank Arena. Islanders-Rangers, 12:30, getting the slate started. Kraken at the Stars, 3 Eastern, 4 Eastern. Jets visit the Avalanche. Maybe a first-round matchup preview there. The Devils in Philadelphia at 5. 5:30, Tampa Bay visits Washington at 7. Montreal will visit Ottawa. The Leafs will host the Red Wings. Big game for both teams there. Columbus heads into Nashville at 8 Eastern. Pittsburgh hosts Boston, 8 Eastern. Panthers fans will want to pull for the Penguins in that one. Panthers still have a chance to overtake Boston for the top spot in the Atlantic. 10 Eastern, Vancouver heads into Edmonton. The Kings host the Ducks at 10:30, and also at 10:30, San Jose hosting Minnesota. That's a rundown of all the action across the National Hockey League on this busy Saturday, the last Saturday of the regular season, folks. Next time we talk to you on Panthers Insider, we don't know exactly when game one of the first round is going to be, but I can tell you the next time we talk to you on Panthers Insider, we're going to be previewing round one. And that's just where we are in the calendar. It flew by quickly, and we're getting ready for the playoffs here very, very soon. Hope to see you at Amerant Bank Arena today at 5. Big thanks, Brian Compton from NHL.com, for stopping by. Thanks to Anton Lundell for his time. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. Thanks to Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. I'm Doug Plagans. This has been the Panthers Insider Show right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.